of the city keys put shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The Black Queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson.
Thank you so much for listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 Every Time Free for Radio. You have no idea what's going on here. I'm mixing vinyl. Oh my God. And it's just, I'm so sorry. The music, everything is happening here. And that's why it's called the Paranormal Playground. I don't even know if I could do a guided meditation after that. Oh my God, but I promised you it, and I promised you love from spirit, and it's happening. I love you so much. Thank you. It's about stretching our limits. It's about going into the unknown, and it's just about connecting. And that's exactly what we're going to do here. It's exactly what is happening. I'm so excited to be here. Oh my goodness. This just, there's so much blessings happening in the music world, in the spiritual music world. In court of the Crimson King. So beautiful. I've actually seen, oh my God, oh my goodness, now oh my goodness, oh my God, I love you and you love me. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So, if you're just tuning in, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Dubs Reform Radio, the Paranormal Playground Sounds, Boston Medium, here for you. And just in case you're asking, no, I'm not on drugs. I'm really feeling the energy of spirit. I'm really here. Like, when I tell you I'm here, I am here. I am here. I'm here. And I hope you're here too. I hope the presence of spirit has taken over. And we are just connecting in the most beautiful, magilistic. I just made up a word. It's called magilistics. I hope you are connecting in the most beautiful, magilistic way. God bless your soul for so being so beautiful. So why don't we come here and just come on down? Come on, let's bring it on sound. Let's bring it on sound of spirit, and let's connect to a higher being. Let's connect to a higher self, and communicate love with spirit. You are so divine. You are so beautiful. Let your heart just open up right now into this moment, as your divine, beautiful self is. Just take some nice inhalations. Inhale, exhale. Just a nice inhale and exhale for a second. Just get settled on in. Feel that love that's surrounding you right now. Feel that magical love that's surrounding you. Let your playground be here right now. Yes, because we are on the paranormal playgrounds, and we are in love with all of life. We are in love with all of nature, and we're having such a beautiful, wonderful time. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. So imagine your feet and roots coming all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, and tie tight. Imagine yourself being in love. Being in love and falling in love with everything around you. Imagine how wonderful that would be. But really, can you feel that energy, and you can feel the love of spirit coming in as you can feel it and you can see it and you're here. And the love of God is here with you too. And there's so much prosperity. There's so much good. You feel the warmth of spirit, and you feel how beautiful it is to be loved. And you can feel your vibration getting higher and higher and higher. As you feel your vibration getting higher and higher and higher, you are connected to the most beautiful love that there is. There's nothing that can cut you off. There's nothing that's stopping you. There is nothing that can hinder. There's nothing that can block you from feeling Infinite Spirit's love. Raise your vibration so high in this moment, that you are on cloud 9, and you can feel how good you feel to be alive. You can feel how good it feels for all the angels to love you and support you, and they give you the gift of unconditional love. As they give you this gift of unconditional love, you remember exactly who you are. Their unconditional love reminds you of who you are. It reminds you of who you are and who you always will be. You are this beautiful infinite presence of spirit. You are this beautiful infinite presence of God. feel how magical you are. God loves every ounce of you, every soul of you. You are so special. You are so unique, and you are so divine. As I give you this love, you fall in love with all of life. You fall in love with the trees. You fall in love with strangers and people you see. You fall in love with the material world around you. You fall in love and have gratitude for the simplicities of living. Driving your car, riding your bike. The simplicities of having food to eat and a place to sleep. You are in this beautiful nature and you love yourself. You love every part of you and you are so blessed with love. Feel how wonderful that feels, to feel good. You are so divine. You are divine potential. You are the magnificent divine potential. Feel the love of spirit surrounding you every single place you go. You feel how wonderful it is to be alive. You're alive. Something wants you here. Something wants you alive and playing and magnificent. Something wants you elevated in the air and blessed and having the most beautiful, charmed life you possibly could have. Something wants you having this beautiful, charmed life. Thank you, God. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for seeing who I truly am. Thank you for seeing who I truly am, and thank you for loving me so unconditionally. Thank you for loving me when the days I cannot love myself. Thank you for honoring me and helping me to honor myself. Thank you for always being my support system, and always being there for me. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for uplifting me to a higher state of consciousness every single day. Thank you for the joy and the love. So as you see your angels and you see your guide, kiss them, love them, and thank them. As we come back here to the earth plane, we feel full of love. We take away the self-hate. We take away the hate for others. We remove all the things that we do not like about ourselves. We remove the things we don't like about the world and we throw it away. And we come into a place of just seeing absolute perfection. Absolute. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you. And thank you so much for tuning in to this infinite journey and this meditation. I hope this meditation served you, and I hope it served you well. I definitely got more grounded and got a little bit closer and connected to the earth plane, but and I'm glad I did this. I'm glad I did all of this. Oh, Lord, thank you so much. It's just beautiful. It's just a beautiful, beautiful feeling right now. So I'm going to leave you here with some Beckwith and Beats. Love you so much.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the cosmic good for an adventure in possibility, an adventure in self-discovery, an adventure of enthusiasm, an adventure of beauty. I invite you to stop for a moment, to place your feet on the ground. Close your eyes. Straighten out your back without being rigid. Hold your head up high. Notice a beam of light emerging from the bottom of your feet all the way down to the center, the core of the earth. And be aware that you're an earthling with the capacity to have direct wisdom born from all earthly experience. And all of that knowledge is in the noosphere, the mental atmosphere of the earth. See that beam of light emerging through your spine all the way up to the top of your head? Into infinity. And be aware that you are a spiritual being, having a human incarnation. And without any process of reasoning whatsoever, and without any experience whatsoever, through your intention, through your interest in your spiritual practice, you can have spiritual insight and suddenly know something that you didn't know before. Because you're in tune with all of the wisdom and all of the knowledge. Notice at the center of your being, there's an emanation of light. And it is expressing in all directions because you are the light. The light that lighteth up every man and every woman that comes into the earth. You are this light, this luminous being. The overflow of light is exuding through you. It never runs out, never runs dry. Open your heart, whatever that means to you. When I say that word, open your heart center is open. You're available. Breathe into your heart. Breathe into your heart space. And as we go beyond and back 10 years, 15 years, we go all the way back to when we're 5 years old. Oh, we go all the way back to the womb. Invite yourself to go before the womb. And notice, you still are. That you did not come into being because of your parents. They were merely the means of transportation into this domain. That you're a being that has no beginning and has no end. In tune with the divine. Oh, let that ramification wash over you. And I have always been. I am, and I have always been. Allow yourself to be aware that as this beginningless and endless being, there's such wisdom here, such knowledge, such beauty of the soul, such creativity. Oh, such compassion. Generosity. You are an unlimited, eternal, infinite being. Unlimited, eternal, infinite. Unlimited, eternal, infinite. All of this is within you. You are living from the overflow of life. More than enough, more than can be measured. As a matter of fact, in this domain, quantity is absurd. There's only one. It's everywhere. Your life is a dimension of it.
eternal star shines upon. How can there be any sin in sin, sin? Aren't we sincerely in love, all in love? No wide-eyed, eager, wholesome.
And you're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, Radio, Radio. And we will be back with so much good things happening here. You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds here. Oh, I hope you like that craziness that just went on. That was me mixing live the Music Man with some Grandmaster Flash. No joke. It's awesome. Okay. Grandmaster Flash. Awesome. Okay. Here we go. So we're going to go into our reading, our angel card reading. That's what I was doing. I'm really excited about that. And I'm really excited about doing live mixing on the air. So I can't wait to further this venture with you and me here. The Paranormal Playground Sounds. Sorry, I'm in the music zone. I'm not even, like, sometimes I get on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and today I'm just in a different space of consciousness. I'm just in a different space. And I'm just, you know, I'm living it up, living it up. So we're going to do the angel card reading right now, and let's get some magic happening. Sorry, I'm a little out of sorts because I just went into another dimension. So here we go, because I went into another dimension. I just pulled, you're on the right path. Oh, you are on the right path. Archangel Michael, I call upon you now. Thank you for giving me loud and clear guidance that I easily understand. Thank you for motivating me and filling me with courage and confidence to make healthful life changes. That's so beautiful, healthful life changes. So whoever's listening and tuning in, you are on the right path. You made the right decision. You're making the right choices. As I go in, so as I'm coming into this message, I heard, everyone loves you, everybody cares. The more we fill our day with love, the more we're going, the universe is going to guide us to the right decision, and the more we're going to have signs, and because you're basically going into a higher frequency. So the more you bring yourself into a higher frequency, the more you're going to be aligned with exactly what you are supposed to be doing. And what you're supposed to be doing is all the things that give you joy. It's probably one of the most simplest, one of the most clear-cut messages I could probably bring that isn't understanding how we get on our right path. And so how we get on our right path is all about how we're executing each day with love, how we're choosing love, and how we're choosing a higher vibration of joy instead of fear, instead of self-doubt, instead of anger, instead of hate, and just instead of anything that is just not serving us in the way we would like it to. So you're on the right path. Is a clear cut message to really clearing your energy field. And when we're clearing our energy field, we are connecting more with what is in our higher self. And that's why I like to start, you know, meditations a lot. If I'm doing readings or if I'm giving readings here, to do the meditations before we do the readings, because it clears me, it clears you, it clears our head, and it grounds us. So when we're grounded, before we enter the day, we're going to notice that we aren't getting swept up into chaos or other people's chaos. And we can maintain a level of calm and a level of certainty of who we are when we have to encounter different energy. So that's why it's so important to, you know, start your day meditating before you do anything else. If you are in spiritual practice, or you're open, or if you are wanting to open yourself up more psychically. Okay, let's see what's next. Positive thoughts create positive results. Divine love and wisdom, I call upon you now. I know that my mind and emotions are eternally and continuously connected to you. I ask my higher self to be aware and conscious of the love and light that is within every person and situation. How beautiful is this? So that's exactly what I was saying when you put yourself in a higher frequency, you're going to be aligned. So it's funny how we got the first card was you're on the right path. Then the second card, positive thoughts create positive results. So basically, with those two combined, you've got a master wizard energy, intellect, and power connecting with you and waiting for you. And there it is right there. Master intellect and power. Positive thoughts create positive results. So you, okay. So right here, let me go into this card. Watching, I'm hearing, so this is very self-explanatory, so, but what I'm going in deeper, watching your inner dialogue, because your inner dialogue is the inner thinking, the inner dialogue is really what's going to manifest, because that's what you really believe. It's the subconscious. So if anything, the message spirit is bringing in is be very mindful, be careful of those inner dialogues, because that's what's connecting and that's what expressing through your eyes and what you see. Somebody might see something completely different than what you're actually seeing sometimes. And sometimes we're seeing negative perceptions and sometimes people are seeing positive perceptions about us and we can't see that. So if we're constantly locked into our past and our trauma and experience of negativity, we are continuously feeding that monster. We're continuously feeding that in which we don't want to grow. We are continuously living that lie. And we're continuously, I mean, and it will be a lie if we don't want it. And so we have to consciously choose our truth. I mean, with free will, you can have those negative thoughts if you want, if that's what you want to manifest. But I really doubt the majority of people are out there trying to manifest what they don't want. So beyond just positive thinking, really go in and focus and tackle what is going on in your inner dialogue. What is the real and what is the truth? Let's get real. Okay. What's coming in next? Oh, we have detach from the situation. Archangel Michael, I ask you to use your flaming sword to cut any attachment to fear or drama so that I may be centered in the knowingness that peace is everywhere within me and this situation. How beautiful. Let's disconnect. Disconnect right now from whatever it is that isn't serving us. It's about accepting that it's there, but we're not being inundated and connecting with anything that isn't ours, anything that doesn't serve us. And this follows up with what I was saying about meditating. And that's why it's important to meditate, because it's a grounding. Meditating, we ground and we shield and protect. So, you know, it's very hard for me to go through a day without meditating first thing in the morning, because it's, you know, it's like a sponge. You become a sponge. And so when you can shield and protect yourself from all of the chaotic things that are going on, you protect yourself from being a sponge and absorbing everything. You know who you are and you're not absorbing other thoughts and opinions. And that's why it comes back and it circulates back to positive thoughts create positive results. And so where are those thoughts coming from? You have to ask yourself always, did those thoughts even come from me, or is this something I heard on TV? Is this something I heard in a conversation from a friend? Am I taking on a family member's mentality? Where are these thoughts? That's why it's very important and very, and you need to be very careful about who you're surrounding yourself around. Be careful what kind of movies you're watching. Being careful in all that area, because it's all going to become you and it's all going to become in your mind. So when we get into those areas of when we need to detach from things that aren't serving us, what have you been feeding your brain is really what it comes down to. So I hope, you know, I hope that all made sense and I hope that helped, because, you know, I love this reading. I loved every aspect and every inch of how this all connected and how spirit channels these right through me on the air. And they're just so beautiful. And I just thank you so much for listening. I thank you so much for tuning into this and being part of the Paranormal Playground Sounds to get the message, get the guided meditation, get the message. So I'm very grateful right now. I'm very, very grateful. I'm very grateful. I'm full of love. I'm full of joy. I'm full of so much magic. And thank you. Thank you, God. And thank you, Infinite Spirit. And thank you, Infinite Presence, for really being here and connecting and giving me the information that I need. The light, the love of God and Spirit may always be with you. May it always be with you, and may it always fill your heart and soul with joy. May always the love of God be here. Connect you with so much peace and prosperity. Connect you with so much peace and magic, and let your light just shine. Just shine. And thank you, Infinite Spirit, for letting me do live mixing on the air. That meant so much to me. I hope you all enjoyed it. I loved it with all my heart and soul. We still have some more time here. We're not ending. We're not leaving. We are not gone. We're not gone. We're here. We're here. Like they say in Poltergeist. I hope I'm still here. Oh my God, this has just been it's just been magical. So I'm going to play some Addicts. I think this is an appropriate song. Runaway? Yes. Love you.
Run away. space. Vision, dreams of passion. And all the while I think of you. A very strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do. Baby,
tell your body to come along. But white lights blow away.
Blow! Rocket! Blow! Ticket to ride, white line highway. Tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll, sell your soul. Pound for pound costs more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way. Either up your nose or through your vein. With nothing to gain except killing your brain.
Telling your
Jack Horner sitting on the corner with no shoes and clothes. This ain't funny, but he took his money and sniffed it up his nose.
Hey man, you and the cops blow.
Sure, what you got? Dust flakes and rocks.
I got China White, Mother Pearl, Ivory Flake. What you need?
Oh yeah, well, let me check it out, man. Just let me get a freeze.
Go ahead, man. The rappers kill you.
Yeah, man, that's raw.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM, WMFM for Tough Freeform Radio. And I'm your host, Mariah, the Boston Medium. And I'm so glad we had a very interesting show, very interesting surprises and angel card readings. And this is how we do it. This is how we do it. Sha-da-da-da-da. This is how we do it. It's Friday night and I feel all right. Okay, I don't know where that's coming from, but it's just serious randomness. But anyway, I love you so much. Can't wait to meet you back on the air. And I am here 2 to 4 Wednesdays. Please join me on the Paranormal Playground Sounds and I'll be here probably randomly. I'm going to be here Sunday. For a Sunday service, so do not miss that. Please don't miss that. What are we signing off with? We're signing off with some more Classico as we get it right. Let's get it right. Or you know what? Actually, you know what? Beyond that, let's sign off with some. I want to sign off with some Frank Sinatra, actually. I want to lighten the mood. So I love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, I love you.
Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. No money. Forget the money. Let's live for now and anyhow, who needs domani? The moonlight, let's share the moonlight. Perhaps together we will never be again. Ah, che luna, oh, che mare. With such a moon and such a sea and you and me, I get so dizzy when you're standing near. It's not the music that you hear. My heart is beating like a jungle drum. Let's take the minutes as they speed away and hope it's true what people say. When you're in love, tomorrow never comes. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. Domani, Maron Domani. With such a moon and such a sea and you and me, let's take the minutes as they speed away and hope it's true what people say. When you're in love, tomorrow never comes. Let's forget.
forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. Oh, let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. Oh, let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow.
Settle down, sleepy town, where the river meets the ocean. Sanctuary beside the sea, so safe and so carefree. He decides to take an easy ride, selling bathtubs on the side. The family.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family?